Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Iowa Republican Senator Charles Grassley about the Farm Bill, SNAP benefits, and the renewable fuel standard. This is part one of a two-part interview. Do you have an update on the Farm Bill and the SNAP benefits?
It's not ready to go before Christmas. But according to the chairman of the Senate Agriculture Committee, they're making great progress. It could be that they've pretty much reached an agreement, but maybe details haven't been worked out yet. I still think there are some outstanding things. And maybe the last month when I was talking to you, I was going to say that the food stamp thing might be the biggest thing to work out. It looks like now it's not the last thing to be worked out. Exactly how it's worked out, I can't tell you because I don't know. But I had a conversation with people in the Department of Agriculture this morning, and they thought the food stamp thing was going to be okay. So some other things, but most of it's done. But we won't be passing it until the first couple weeks of January.
And how do you feel this is going to impact Iowans, both farmers and then those that use food stamp benefits?
Well, there will probably be a few fewer people qualify for food stamps. Now, I can't tell you whether that's going to be the case in Iowa because I don't think Iowa was considered one of the abusers of one provision that we considered abuse. But there were eight states where that was the case. So maybe just a little tougher requirements, but it's not going to affect people. Mostly when you get fewer people on food stamps, it's going because they're getting jobs and the economy is improving. And that's the way the situation ought to be. Then you go to the other provisions. For the last couple of years, farmers have known that direct payments have to go. And they're going to go in this bill. That's the biggest place where there's going to be savings in the farm provisions part of it. And then the crop insurance program is going to be pretty much kept in place. The requirements of soil conservation are going to be kept in place. And then there's a lot of lesser programs that are probably pretty important, but compared to what we call Title I, the Farm Safety Net, they're kind of minor parts of the bill, but, you know, rural development, energy programs, things like that, not so much in dispute.
All right. And do you have any remarks regarding the renewable fuel standard?
I sure do. First of all, one person can make a difference here, and that person is the President of the United States. And I call upon him to intervene because this is his EPA director that's making this decision. It's a president who says he's for biofuels and for green energy, and this is anti-biofuels and anti-green energy the way these regulations are being written. Then beyond that, I would say that every one of your listeners have an opportunity to participate in this regulation that's coming down the road in about a month and a half, and that is, go to EPA.gov, that's EPA.gov, and send in your opinions about this rule that says that we're going to force the oil companies to use about 800 million gallons of ethanol less than they did last year, and that it's detrimental to rural employment, to farmers' income, you know, dealing with the price of corn, and not good for the environment.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Iowa Republican Senator Charles Grassley about the Farm Bill, SNAP benefits, and the renewable fuel standard. This is part one of a two-part interview.